Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Matt Dixon, who is one of the principals at the Trinity Classical Academy. Matt, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Matt, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul, and it's great to be here. And I've been at Trinity Classical Academy now for nearly 15 years. And so obviously over that time, I've had the privilege of various roles, and obviously for us, as a school, as a private Christian school, even specifically, we recognize that we're dealing with the life of the mind and teaching students how to think well, read well, write well, to know what they believe, to know why they believe it. And so it really is a privilege to be able to serve the next generation in that way. But I think what's interesting is being at a school, and again, as I said, having the variety of roles I've had to think about these things and what are maybe even some business practices and how does that impact school life? Because at the end of the day, while we have a very clear mission, we still have to be a good business. We still have to be wise financially. We still have to make sure we have happy customers, if you will, even though it's maybe in a different context than other places. And I think one thing that came to mind, particularly a few years back, that hit me was Peter Drucker's quote, there he says, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And when I came across that, it was life-changing for me in the sense of how we work and what the purpose is of work and what that looks like. And this is what I mean by that. Culture in an organization is one of the most important things. And I think that's what Drucker's getting at. And I think that even applies at a place like a school, among others. And the culture in the sense of how we do our work, how we go about doing our work. And it's the question for me, the understanding that culture is this. Culture is answering the question of what does it mean or what does it look like when we're at our best to fulfill our mission? So what are the beliefs and habits and values and practices that we have as an organization that when we're at our best, this is what that looks like? And so obviously for each of us, whether that's at a school or a fast food restaurant or some other big business or your manufacturing things, that's going to look, those values and those beliefs and those habits and those cultural elements are going to look different. But I think here's why it's important. I think many times when we're thinking of the ideal person to work at our organization, I think oftentimes many organizations talk about the three C's of the ideal person that they would hire. And in those three C's, we talk about competency. Do they know what they're doing? Chemistry. Are they going to get along with people? And then also character. Can I trust them? But I think the fourth C of culture often is forgotten. And that idea of culture is, do you believe the same things? Do we value the same things and how we go about doing our work? Because I think it's this, the other three can many times be trained, but culture and who someone is and what that looks like at an organization, that's harder. You better make sure it's a culture fit. And so practically, tangibly, what that looks like even for us here at Trinity is one of our cultural values is peacemaking. And working with students, there we have regular opportunities to be peacemakers. Jesus tells us in the Gospels, blessed are the peacemakers. And so we want to help resolve conflict. And here's the thing, it matters just as much as, yes, they're learning math and yes, they're learning science, but are they learning how to be a good friend? Are they learning how to love one another and to reconcile? I think many in our culture today don't know some of those basic things. And so we want to make sure we're instilling that. And so we know as an organization that we are at our best when we are making peace among our students, even amongst faculty, staff, whatever that might look like. And so that's just a tangible example of what that looks like. And again, culture, I think culture is one of the things that can help an organization be at their best.
You know, Matt, I absolutely loved the reference to those four C's, and a picture that came to mind to me is like four wheels on a vehicle. So you think about, if I heard you correctly, you've got competence, you've got character, you've got the chemistry, and you've got the culture. And like how we wouldn't look after just one fourth of a vehicle, it's all those four in balance. I love that reference to what you mentioned as well about how two can possibly be trained. And then two, obviously, is what you're looking for within the person. I just love that. If you haven't trademarked that, Matt, I'm going to steal that.
You know, I probably have stolen that from someone else and various things of reading, but it was good enough that I've remembered it. And it honestly has made an impact for just how we think about things here and we see it.
I love that. And I think the Bible does say something about thou shalt not lie or steal. I should not steal.
Yeah. I think we all would want those kinds of things. People, Matt, we can trust.
Matt, thanks ever so much. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the events that we have coming up on a regular basis, most of which are free for you as well. So, Matt, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, please. Let's do it.
Thank you, Matt. I'll see you soon.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.